Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
I want to share something from Matthew chapter 7. Verse 24 to 27. The Bible says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended. And the flood came. And the winds blew. And beat upon that house. And it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. Why should anybody do that? Build on the sand. And the rain descended. And the flood came. And the wind blew. And beat upon that house. And it fell. And great was the fall of it. May the Lord add his blessing, his anointing, his joy, his liberation to the reading of his word. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus Christ gave these teachings that we have just read after he has spoken for two chapters. If you read the Bible, the place where you have a lot of read, where the words of Jesus are recorded most, are in Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 6. In chapter 7 where we read, Jesus had already spoken for two chapters uninterrupted.
Now, Bible be what I say, red lettered Bible. No, yesu can na ya tro no kokko. Now, okay, can chapter 5, chapter 6. Ninya na ya kokko onkwa. Ansa na wo san ya beka sa asemu wo ti ensu no mu.
So what we read is the last minute words of Jesus Christ.
And it way and someone na twa to ni bi.
Last minute words are usually not long, but they are very important. So I want to tell all of us, I want to tell the newly worded people that at the end of all that you have heard, at the end of all the counseling session, at the end of all the things that you have picked on your life's journey up till now, there is a last minute word which is not long, but which is important for everybody to hear.
I don't think me catch our reform, sir. Near Monsieur, my brother, Boma Shasia Bedu Pempen Sway, near Yamia Samantia, I am my brother Boma Juma, near a church for a church of my warrior one by Bedunina. Ya was sent me a chat to a wasamotia, a year a dear here, Neetia. So
the Bible tells us that there are three tests that we should expect in life.
Now, Babu, my yatia says, ya was so young one Romian, sir, and what say you see a name?
It is the test of the wind, the rain and the floods. Jesus said that these three elements are always going to act upon a house.
Now, yes, my dear.
So I want us to arm ourselves in this life, in our relationships, in our marriages, by these three things that Jesus says that expect them.
Now, me per se, why are warrior mu ye, and kitten who jimu, Samuel Mammy and Sanya, yes, you say, Yan Shisha Nimukai, a idea was a yen bibi at the Kutia, why ya brabo.
You need to be psychologically ready for them.
Why Junimu was a woman at Daho was Samuel May Baba wa brabo.
They say when a blow is coming, and no matter how strong the blow is, if you expect it, it will not let you fall. But when a blow is very small and you don't expect it, it can even make you fall.
So bia ya na juso obebba o twede na wunim a odikawu ha kra enya ohwe na mo se wunim o yesa na odikawu ha mpo abeti ahwe.
The first test I want to talk to you about, I'm talking to you about only three tests.
Na me ne wo ka fa nsohwa miensa bi ho pe.
Is the test of wind.
Na ne di kan ya mframa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus said that the wind beat upon the house.
Na yesu se mframa no botia e dan no.
Wind is talking about change. So in the English language, we even talk about winds of change. So Jesus is telling us that as we get ready to marry, we should be prepared for the test of change. And all of us who are married, we should know that the test of change is going to beat upon our house or our family or our marriage. I believe that the first and the major change in the life of any human being takes place when he gets born again. Because at that time, God takes him from the camp of the devil and he puts him into the kingdom of God. Everything about the person changes. I believe the second major change in the life of every human being takes place when he marries. So in marriage, we can use scriptures that even talks about being born again, and it will not deviate from the change, because it all involves very drastic major changes. So 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 or so says that if anybody is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
In
applying it to our marriages, you need to understand that if any man marries, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Old lifestyle is passed away. Old ways of thinking is passed away. Old ways of talking is passed away. Old ways of planning is passed away. Old ways of even eating is passed away.
Hey, mercy.
Behold, Sammy. All things have become new. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All things have become new for the person who marries. And a wonderful thing, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand is that all things are of God. If you marry, all things are of God. Everything you have discovered in your marriage is of God. You have to learn to embrace it as something that is not from the devil. Whatever you see, you do not back away from it. You embrace it. It is from God. You do not shun your wife. You do not shun your husband. No matter whatever character change, all things are from God. It is supposed to purify you.
Yes.
It is supposed to make you better.
Yes.
All things are from God.
Hallelujah.
There will become trials that will come your way. You must know when it happens that whatever change there is, it is of God. Don't shun it. Embrace the change.
Hallelujah.
And pass the test of the wind.
Hallelujah. So we worry. The woman said, "I did be a best sibiara. Can who say if you nyame? Say ya the poor bonio. Eya worry mukwa di. Can say if you nyame? Me mo bun samu me mukra. Sa sebane sa wajine wani ebeye. Na se who say if you nyame? No nyame na ama no kwan sa dia. Uwa kwan ya ube faso. Na wu nyane every sound sofia. Eya nsisa ni mnemu ube kuremu."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The thing about a human being in life is that we don't like change. And often we carry the old and the single life and the myself life into marriage. But you must learn to embrace whatever thing you are facing in your marriage as of God.
Na bibi biara wekoso wa abrabom na wose wukudi enim na wu se fi onyame.
If you read the book of Genesis chapter is it chapter 9 or 8 or so, God said that as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, day and night, summer and winter shall not cease in our lives.
Now okay, can Genesis I was say, say we are see that so yeah, we are see there. And you know ni oshe brebeba, winter and summer. Ninina ebesenya baby.
In this life you need to understand that God created the day and God also created the night. Before the devil ever came in to mess up, God created the night.
Yeah.
So there will be day seasons in your life. There will be night seasons in your life.
Yeah.
You must understand that the night season come so that it will mold your character.
Yeah.
It will mold the way you talk. It will bring your pride down. It will conform you even to the image of God.
Yeah.
There's going to be heat in your marriage.
Yeah.
If it is cold or true, I want you to get ready because God created the heat.
Yeah.
And he says that as long as we are on this earth,
yeah,
we are going to have heat and we are going to have cold and we are going to have a time of enjoyment and we are going to have a time of winter.
Yeah.
And all things are of God,
yeah,
who has given unto us a ministry of reconciliation. Marriage is about reconciliation and we have to be reconciled.
Yeah.
No matter the night time,
yeah,
you must be reconciled.
Yes.
Your strength against the night season and against the heat of life,
yeah,
is when you put your strength together. When you reconcile in the midst of the winter, you know that this is a time that we have to put our strength together.
Yeah.
Because you are the ministry of reconciliation.
Yeah.
You are the ministry of reconciliation.
Yes.
I plead with you in the sight of Christ, be reconciled.
Yeah. Yeah, woman say when you're me born na dear wa boy we are and oba in so or boy that kind and oba na jo. Now wa boy na jo se be ye drop and penso be a de besan. Na dear son wa bema wa brown wasi. Nipa. A woman who said, Yadi and Nina, na ube to me, aye. Now, Sabre and the banana to me, brown was his sien, as I was yan. No, ya mamma won't hide in a ba. Now, my mamma wouldn't want yam yanikasimu, and do bebenswa Obama waba. Now, one of banana was some who said, Mummy and I was said, Mum come who bomb with Namu to me, Kunamu to me, Kujina. Or so on a ba. Now, ya need ya no be off and away, one beat no. And not in yet to be biara. Say ya rio, say ya na juo, say ya awa bremo, say ya shu bremo, who ni say, onyame en awa bo.
All of us here,
yeah,
we beseech you, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
be reconciled always.
Na ya kachlo, ye nina jina haka se, ye ti biara, ya mukamu humo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The wind also talks about ideas. In Ephesians chapter 4, the Bible talks about the wind of doctrine or wind of teaching. There are various ideas that are going to beat against this house. It's going to come from your side. Your background is coming also from your side. And for all of us who are married, you will see storms. You will see wind that is blowing against our family life. Some are coming from our great-great-grandparents and what they did and all the things that they went through. They are going to come as storms against your marriage. But I want you to remember that Jesus says that if you build your marriage upon the word of God,
yes,
that the storms can come.
Yeah.
The ancestral demons can come.
Yeah.
All of those things in our history that tries to repeat itself, they will make an attempt to repeat themselves,
yeah,
from your family background, from your family background. But if you will stand upon the word of the Lord and bring your strength in reconciliation together, nothing in your history,
yes,
will perpetuate,
yes,
in your marriage.
Yes.
It will be the end. When you marry, it will be the end generation, and your children after you are not going to have that situation where the history keeps repeating itself. History of divorce, history of slapping and beating people that you say is in your family, history of childlessness that you say is in your family. All these things are going to rise and beat upon the house. But when it is founded upon Jesus,
hallelujah,
he says that the house shall stand.
Hallelujah. Wasi from anu sansu jina homa adwini mu nyo mabi. And they say waware no, wa wo fie wo na 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 ni awako faba, ebeku edietia. Auntie Teresa dia so beku atia. Na wanyame asem ayati asia se, se wasi aware ne jina wanyame asem so dia. Emfa wo se ebeka se dem papa de bo wo bo ne maami no ahya ase ebo enframa ne bia obetumi akase maami papa no di maami atampa no ahya ase di natam enframa ne bia obetumi akase ye fie die yanwo da bi se wo aware ne gina wo nyame asam nso dia sa from enyina abebo he abebo nanso wo ebe ya wo last stop.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not easy for all of us to embrace a new idea. We go into marriage and we say that no, this one, that is not how we do it in our house. But you must learn to embrace new ideas. You see, sometimes when two winds meet, they cause a commotion at first. Because one wind is coming from Asante family, another wind is coming from the other family, and then they come and meet in this reconciliation thing we call marriage.
Yeah.
And so a commotion and confusion is created. But I prophesy unto you in the name of the Lord, by the blood of the Lord Jesus, whenever there is a commotion, just give yourself time. It is going to settle, and you will feel the gentle breeze of Jesus.
Hallelujah. And from my dear Bible, send from my me a new bomb, my SCB, the commotion, just a new market, bomb, yeah, basa basa. And not say, from my fear, baba, now so, and now me, yes, why, and immunity from my baba. Now, dear Mel, who are who be once and not Teddy, now me and Union, I'm with you now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I prophesied for somebody whose marriage is in commotion. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the gentle breeze of Jesus affect your marriage now.
Yes.
Now, the second test I want to talk to you about is the test of rain. I'm speaking to you on the subject winds, rain, and floods. The test of rain is talking about the test of refreshment. It's talking about the test of provision. It is talking about the test of prosperity. It says that once you have come together, there is coming a certain refreshment that is going to blow against your house, that is blowing against your marriage. It's going to be prosperity that God is going to visit your marriage with, that God is going to visit your family life with. It is refreshment that is coming to your family life. Jesus says that that is a test that we must stand and pass the test also, because most of the time when things are going well and we are refreshed, what happens is that we forget all about God.
Let's see. Now, in so soon as I say, Sir,
many people do well, they walk humbly with God, they are committed to the church, they love the Lord until they get married.
Because
Jesus said that the rain descended. May the rain of the Lord descend upon your marriage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May His prosperity and provision, may His well-being and refreshment, may it descend upon your marriage. But you see, sometimes we make God to appear as if He made a mistake by blessing us with a husband, and by blessing us with a wife, and by blessing us with a business, and by blessing us with children, and by blessing us with a job. God made a mistake when He gave you all of those blessings, because now you are no more humble. Now you are no more walking with your God. Now you are no more committed to the things of God. It is my husband. It is my wife. It is my job. It is our children. They have not eaten, and you shun the things of God. He says that the test of rain is coming against your house, and you must make sure that your marriage is founded upon the word of the Lord that you have heard all throughout these times. Just walk in the light of it. Make sure that nothing negates the word of the Lord and how you have to serve him in your life.
Na edu pempen sobia eya no nyame po ese wonu ni huso shirayen wa ma wukai wa ma wodan wa ma wukunu wa ma woyire edu pempen sobia oh na sister wo ma so miku aduane oh na bra ana nkwale yo oh na meka ana madwuma ana mi say na I was so cast when Yamid is saying, Shrana Bama, Essence, I will come on us. Nasaban is Saya, Mamon Yaminu, who so was shroud. Kai said, On one Yamino, and our demo, and I was so.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
May the Lord give unto us who are married in this place the reign of our land, the reign of our marriages. In his seasons. Because ladies and gentlemen, the rain is going to come upon you in seasons. There is a season that the rain is falling upon one marriage here. There is another season that the rain is falling upon another marriage there. The fact that that marriage is doing well, the fact that they are being prospered and they are being blessed, does not mean that your marriage is not doing well. Because there is a due season that the Lord will bring the rain of your land upon you. And never compare your marriage to any other marriage. That right after the marriage, in the first year, there must be a child. No, God is going to give you the refreshment of a child in its season. But the rain will surely come. But it is the timing of the Lord. Yeah. Never compare yourself to anybody. Yeah. Never compare yourself to your big sister or your small sister or maybe your big brother, your people in your family. You have a marriage that is unique and distinct.
Hallelujah.
And God will make sure, as long as he is the batanpa, that everybody who is selling tomatoes in the market has a customer who buys from him.
Hallelujah. Na ni wo se ye hu se nsu to na wanemre ebetumi aba se nsu to wa sekai na anaje entoy e to wa secondi na takrade oneni ni asem eno nche se nsu onto nsu agu foma wuti nsu pampan yara ebiba to agu so eno nche manfa wo hu tu obi obi ne su oba ntam na wi abọ no obi su na wi abọ ansa na ni su aba ni ati bi ara mfa hu tuwu nua bi wabusua ni bi esa sa wodie no eya aba fresh e bi sida na se ye nyame yo nyame aba tamba ono ochemo su obi asu no se wahu su obi die yeye a ene na wo su ebedu su ne mo ya kai obi a ne ne mre.
Hallelujah. The final test I want to share with you is the test of floods.
Na ni atusu miansa ye nsu yire.
Flat is talking about satanic, demonic reprisals.
Na ya kan su yira efa satanic obronsam and the principal ayi sankrofoni nyina kabom ne masha.
As we are here rejoicing, they are also doing some wedding and assigning somebody to come and police this marriage.
Na ma ya ni age a yesisiri omso asfra conference e chrechre networking.
Because for everything that glorifies God and we praise God, he is not happy about it. Yeah. And he is also planning with his people how they will taint this marriage. Demonic reprisals come whenever God is glorified. He doesn't like it. Whenever you receive prosperity and refreshment, he doesn't like it. He wants to take that thing away from you. But I want to leave all of us with a very precious word from the cross.
Na emra enyo ma se nyina kwaso nyame no nyame ye yakase no ompenti no peso ye bibi de se no nanso ene ye nyina ye de asem ba ko efi onyame asenua bonu mu asem ena ye de beto so.
And I want us all to pay attention because I'm bringing this message to an end.
Peso ye nyina ye tie sansem de ma sem be wi ye.
There is a solution for demonic reprisals from the cross.
Na ye wo anu ye bi wo sa
because as Jesus hung on the cross, the devil made a mistake and went to pierce his side.
Na
and Up till now, he wishes he had not done it.
Because
anything that the devil did to Jesus, it ended in the blessing of humanity.
Hallelujah.
He should have learned that, let me not touch this guy. Because if I shed his blood, the people will get born again. Hallelujah. And God will accept them. Yeah. He was so foolish, he could not get it. That at the time that Jesus was supposed to be dead, he tested whether he was truly dead by taking a spear and piercing his side. Because on the cross, the bride of Jesus was taken from his side. Just as God put Adam to sleep and he took Eve out of his side.
Hallelujah. Revelation. The woman is there. So no bring somebody man kawanye. It's an sense no nim se mo jabe guna ni pa benyan kwan. Anka wanya san from swaneda. Nemra yesu san wandu o nim se wa wunu woku nu woku ni biom. No mian hukwa wane nfi. Na yan she. Adam, onyami ye ye fi ni mfi manambwa. Ano bring some super and one sam no san kwa wa yesu mfi. To the tamsi ana boom.
What happened was that two things flowed from his side. The Bible uses the word flowed from his side. And they flowed distinctly. It was blood and water.
Hallelujah.
All of them were solutions. Hallelujah. But they were not mixed up.
Yeah.
The people could clearly see, this is blood coming. Hallelujah. And this is water coming.
Hallelujah.
You would think that it would be diluted Hallelujah. Water or diluted Hallelujah. Blood. But they were two distinct, different people with different mentality, with different whatever thing, like in a marriage. But they flow together
Hallelujah.
By the cross.
Hallelujah.
Marriages are restored.
Yes.
I want to prophesy to somebody that there is life for dead marriages at the cross. By the water and the blood that flowed from the side of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
He was bringing healing. And reconciliation
yes.
to two different people, men and women, different. But he says that by the cross, you can flow together.
Hallelujah.
You can be together.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what you are going through, but I believe that by the blood of the cross, your marriage is able to come to a place of
yes.
reconciliation.
Yes, yes. yes.
There will be a flowing together.
Yes.
I'm not saying that you'll be your wife or your wife will be you. You'll be two distinct people. But you will flow together.
Hallelujah. Nemra ya one infino. Bible my yatia se bibi finimu and yoma finimu pie. Na Bible my yatia se ensuo any moja. And na di ensuo ni moja no bo mukafra bae. Obianam ne kwa boko. And uti wa senyanu sunu. And nipa mienu amu ya nipa sunkwa nyamia bo mu mienu. Ebe tumia kabo mama bibi sunkwa fio mumuaba. And it is so we are bama wa warrior nyoma e rufem. Sendye yesu fimu ensu eni moja e fimu bayanu. Sara suna wa warrior nti asebe tumia ye juma. Na asumjie e fim abba. Se wuko asenyanu sunkutua.
Hallelujah. If you follow God's word, if we follow God's word, if we humble ourselves enough to God's word, you'll be like a fool before people. But I tell you what, he says that you are a wise man.
Yeah.
Because whereas you look like a fool and you look like a weakling before men, because your action is based upon the word of God.
Yeah.
He says that when the wind comes and the rain descends and demonic reprisals come, because it is founded on the rock, which is the word of the Lord that we know.
Hallelujah.
Says that it shall stand.
Amen.
It shall stand. I see your marriage standing.
Iris.
Jesus. He is the word. He is the rock of ages. He wants to be the rock of your marriage. Because his name is called the word of God. He came as the word of God in flesh. That when you shall take him into your life, you have a rock on which your marriage will sit, and no demon of hell can touch it. I want to beseech you in the name of the Lord. Receive Jesus. Receive Jesus. He is the rock in your life. You don't have to build on a sand. It doesn't sound wise to build. Go and get iron rods and put it on the sand. Will a normal person do that? No. Jesus says that I am the rock and I want you to build your life on me. I want you to take me in. He will not harm you. He will not hurt you. He will bless you. He will help you to be able to live by that word. The word comes to help the word. That is how it works. You need Jesus Christ as the Lord of your life today. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.